In our town, there were two reported assaults perpetrated against women walking alone at night this summer, but other survivors of sexual violence have chosen not to involve law enforcement. Tamar Matarano, a survivor of sexual assault in Carbondale in the 1970s, did not come forward at the time she was attacked.
Well, unfortunately, the reported numbers are wrong because they're not reported. I didn't tell my story for how many years? I mean, 30 years. There are some people in this town that knew about my story. It was very well kept. If you're going through high school again, local college, it's the victim who shoulders the guilt. And then it's like that person you're pointed out. That's why people are hesitant to put their whole life out there. I mean, that was for me anyway.
Back in 2010, for example, statistics from the FBI showed less than 86,000 rapes or attempted rapes nationally, while the National Crime Victimization Survey counted over 188,000. That same year, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's National Intimate Partner and Sexual Violence Survey counted nearly 1.3 million incidents. Surprisingly, not everyone is convinced sexual violence is a problem in the first place. Just before wrapping up the discussion last night, Trustee Frosty Marriott commented that he's not convinced there is a sexual predator on the loose in Carbondale, and he implored residents not to declare the sky is falling. His comments outraged a considerable number of attendees. Felicia Trevor expressed her frustration with Frosty after the meeting.
I guess as a high-profile person whose daughter was attacked, many people have come up to me and said, I was attacked such and such time. Some were here and some were not. One was 15 years ago. One was 10 years ago. This was 30 years ago. It's been going on, and other people have come forward to the town council, and I think that's made them feel more that they do have to do something, you know. So it was really frustrating for Frosty to act like that guy might not even be in town. We might not even have an issue here. It's like it has been an issue for a while.
Overall, the tone of the study session was productive and upbeat. Much of the meeting focused on safe routes, but also included discussion on empowering women and girls to be better able to defend themselves, with the town committing resources to support self-defense classes at the recreation center and new outreach efforts to publicize them. Law enforcement has increased patrols at night and has committed to developing an alert system for updates and educational efforts on social media. There's an emergency phone available at the Rafta station along Highway 133, and a little-known program allows at-risk residents to request a ride home from law enforcement at night. Town manager Jay Harrington outlined the plan to replace old streetlights with new LED lights, expected to be complete in the next 2 months. He also provided background information on various development decisions and planning processes, including an explanation of why near the transit center, only the west side of 133 is well lit at night, but not the east side, where Carbondale resident Erica Crampton was attacked in July. Crampton fought back, and her attacker fled. The case remains unsolved. Most trustees and community members in the room agreed that the east side of 133 from Cowan Drive to Village Road is a priority site for lighting improvements. Erica attended the meeting and spoke to KD&K after as well.
On 133, the east side, I mean in between Cowan and Village Drive. That would be easy. And it was something brought up in 2013 by Rafta. So I don't see why there has to be any more time wasted.
Village Road from 133 to Giannetti Park was also identified as a high-use route in need of a sidewalk and better lighting. And the Rio Grande Trail was the subject of much discussion, with some hoping that Rafta or the new Creative District could help with safety improvements in the coming years. The Board of Trustees acknowledged that funds spent will come from the 2017 budget, and no actual safety improvements are likely to happen until the snow melts. Mayor Pro Tem Dan Richardson encouraged residents to join in on the conversation, and one speaker after another reiterated their desire to see action sooner rather than later. Trustee Katrina Byers wasn't convinced analysis is needed before proceeding with a plan for the east side of 133 near Alpine Bank. She said she feels comfortable expediting that project. Dan Richardson said that while short-term goals like repairs and surveys can be completed before the end of this year, gathering data on which routes are most trafficked and which ones are least safe will provide analysis that can guide light installation, sidewalk construction, and outreach strategies. Felicia Trevor.
Yeah, identifying high traffic areas that can be patrolled more and lit up, I think that's a really good start.
Ultimately, the trustees instructed town staff to put together a memo on two distinct projects, studying the need to select particular routes to light up and publicize with increased police patrols, while simultaneously exploring the cost and timeline for adding lights to one specific section of the east side of Highway 133 between Village and Cowan.
Tamar Matarano
expressed gratitude that Carbondale trustees had the conversation and are moving forward with a process to address residents' concerns.
I think they're on the right track.
One aspect of safety for women at night in Carbondale that was never mentioned last night, the responsibility of men and boys to treat women with respect. For KDNK News, I'm Gavin Dahl.